Hey, Amelia. Another year. 89 of them now. Every July, I find myself sitting down to write to you, and every year, I wonder what more there could be possibly left to say. We've spent nearly a decade together now. Not in the literal sense, of course. We never met. We never spoke. You never knew my name. But somehow you've occupied an extraordinary amount of my life. You've been there through celebrations and disappointments. Through late nights spent chasing one more lead that probably wouldn't amount to much. Through airports, road trips, hotel rooms, libraries, archives, interviews. Friendships that never would have existed without you. And conversations that stretched long past midnight because someone thought they had just one more piece of the puzzle. You've become less of a historical figure and more of a familiar companion. That's a strange thing to admit. People often ask me why your disappearance still matters. Why devote so much of my life to a mystery that happened before my grandparents were even born? They usually expect an answer about aviation history, pioneering women, unsolved mysteries, or historical significance. And those things are true, but they aren't the whole truth. The real answer is harder to explain. Somewhere along the way, this stopped being about an airplane. It became about people. About a woman who dreamed bigger than anyone expected her to. About a navigator whose reputation has too often been reduced to unfair assumptions. About families who never really got answers. About investigators who devoted years of their lives searching for someone they'd never known. About people from every corner of the world who still write me today because your story somehow found its way into theirs. I feel like a messenger, in a sense. You know, maybe it's also about hope. Hope that not every mystery has to stay a mystery forever. When I first started this journey, I thought the goal was certainty. I thought if I interviewed enough people, read enough reports, studied enough maps, eventually I'd arrive at one perfect answer that would make everything click neatly into place. I've learned that's rarely how life works. Life has a habit of leaving rough edges. Questions linger. People leave before we're ready. Conversations end before we've said everything we wanted to say. Sometimes there isn't a satisfying conclusion waiting at the end of the road. Sometimes all we're given is the opportunity to keep walking. I've had to learn that lesson outside of the story, too. This past year has challenged me in ways I never expected. There have been days where simply getting out of bed felt like climbing a mountain. Days where grief didn't knock politely before entering. It simply showed up and sat beside me. I've discovered something about grief. It doesn't only mourn the people we've lost. Sometimes it mourns the version of ourselves that we thought we'd always be. The confident version. The optimistic version. The one who believed every problem had a solution if you just worked hard enough. Losing those pieces of yourself can be just as confusing as losing someone you love, and somehow, when I sat down to work on the podcast, your story kept reminding me of something I desperately needed to hear. Keep going. Not because the destination is guaranteed, but because the journey still matters. I've often imagined those final days of your world flight. Not the dramatic moments people write books about, but the ordinary ones. The quiet conversations with Fred. The exhaustion. The excitement of knowing the finish line was getting closer. The confidence that tomorrow would simply be another day in the air. You couldn't have known history was waiting just beyond the horizon. None of us ever do. That's true for every one of us. We wake up believing we know how tomorrow is supposed to unfold, and most of the time we're wrong. Life changes in an instant. A phone call, a diagnosis, a goodbye, a chance meeting, a single decision. Entire futures pivot on moments that seem insignificant while we're living them. Maybe that's why your story still reaches people after 89 years. Because beneath all the theories and debates, it's a reminder of how fragile every ordinary day really is. There are people listening right now tonight who discovered this podcast because they were fascinated by an unsolved mystery. Many of them stayed because they found something else. A community. Friendships. Curiosity. Compassion. A place where disagreement doesn't have to become division. Where people from completely different backgrounds can sit around the same table and wrestle with difficult questions without forgetting each other's humanity. That's always mattered more to me than proving one theory right. The mystery brought us together. The people made us stay. I think about Fred Noonan often, too. History has not always been kind to him. His mistakes have been magnified, his accomplishments have been forgotten. Yet before that final flight, he was regarded as one of the finest navigators alive. He deserves to be remembered as more than just a footnote. Whatever happened on that morning over the Pacific, neither of you deserve to become caricatures. You deserve the dignity of the full story. That, perhaps more than anything, is why so many of us keep searching. Not to satisfy our curiosity, but to restore yours. People sometimes ask whether I think we'll ever solve your disappearance. The honest answer is, I don't know. Maybe we already have pieces of the answer scattered across archives, ocean floors, forgotten family collections, or memories that were never written down. Maybe the final breakthrough will come next year. Maybe it'll come long after every one of us listening right now is gone. Maybe it never comes at all. Oddly enough, I've been more comfortable with that uncertainty. Because I've realized that your legacy was never dependent on how your story ended. Your legacy was built long before your final flight. It lives every time someone decides that fear won't be the loudest voice in the room. It lives every time a young girl believes impossible dreams might actually belong to her too. It lives every time someone chooses curiosity instead of certainty. Every time someone asks one more question. Every time someone refuses to stop learning. That's where you've always lived. Not somewhere beneath the Pacific. Not on an island. Not inside classified files, but inside people. I wonder sometimes what you'd think if you could see all of this. The conferences, the podcasts, the books, the debates, the maps covered in notes, the friendships formed because of your name, the lives quietly altered because one woman refused to accept the limitations placed upon her nearly a century ago. I hope you'd smile. I hope you'd laugh at some of us taking ourselves far too seriously. And I hope you'd remind us that adventure was never supposed to end with you. As for me, I'll keep asking questions. I'll keep inviting people to tell their stories. I'll keep challenging my own assumptions. And I'll keep changing my mind when the evidence deserves it. And I'll keep trying to build something worthy of the trust this audience has placed in me over all these years. Because somewhere along the line, this podcast stopped belonging to just me. It belongs to everyone who still believes history deserves another look. To everyone who's ever felt drawn toward an unanswered question. To everyone who's ever needed hope more than certainty. So tonight, on the 89th anniversary of your disappearance, I won't promise that we'll find you. I can't make that promise. But I can promise this. You will not be forgotten. Not while there are still people willing to read one more document. To launch one more expedition, to interview one more witness, to question one more assumption, to remember not just how your story ended, but how magnificently it was lived. Thanks, Amelia, for the questions, for the friendships, for the purpose, and for reminding me that when life feels uncertain, there's still value in moving forward. Perhaps that's what the horizon has always been trying to teach us. It isn't there to be reached. It's there to give us a direction. Until next July.